KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, our first segment today with New Mexico Men of Honor. They've got an event coming up tomorrow, Forge the Future. And as always, this is a free event. Guys, you want to get out there early enough, 8 o'clock at New Life Church in Rio Rancho, kind of right at the top of the hill, not far from Honda over there. I won't even try to describe where exactly it is. I know there's a building over there that's kind of got a gold dome on it that is kind of close, I think.
Yeah.
Just do a Google search for New Life Church in Rio Rancho. You will find it. Get out there as early as 8 o'clock for fellowship and burritos. Again, everything's free, including the coffee, the yes, burritos, the love and affection, right?
That's right. Fellowship. It's going to be good.
Dennis Popper in studio with his son, Austin. Austin, your first time in with us. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
And Austin is going to be talking at tomorrow's event. And before we get into that in detail, Dennis, we have you guys on regularly, but let's assume we've got guys listening that New Mexico Men of Honor.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Yeah. So we're excited to have an event. We usually get 4 events a year in, so we're quarterly. But the reason why we started this ministry is Brian Allred came to me and asked me, hey, we want to get all these barriers down with churches, and let's bring churches together. And so he had a New Mexico Praise ministry that turned into America Praise.
Yeah.
Big ministry. And he asked me, hey, let's do one for the men. So we called it New Mexico Men of Honor, and that's what we've been doing, is inviting churches, different speakers, pastors from different churches to come to one place, one location. And let's worship together, and let's fellowship, and have a message from one of the pastors here in locally, or bring in a guy that from somewhere else.
Yeah, we've done that.
Yeah, Judge Vance Day. We had Jason Elam, one of the Broncos kicker, Super Bowl guy.
And Pop Warner football, man.
So we've had
it's AFC, so I had to go there.
There you did. But we've seen a lot of great fruit from this ministry, guys getting together, connecting from different churches, and encouraging each other. And you know, God is in the business of connecting two guys together to sharpen each other. And that's what Austin's going to be talking about tomorrow, like iron sharpens iron.
Mm. Well, and again, if you just tuned in, the event tomorrow is Forget the Future. Is that right?
Forge.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's Forge. If you spell it out, you'll see why I did it. Forge the Future, New Mexico Men of Honor, which go to nmmenofhonor.com. Yes. Under the events page, you can find that banner, and you can copy it, and you can share it on social media. Get the guys out there tomorrow, but in preparation for tomorrow. Now, we don't want to steal your thunder, Austin.
Sure.
what are the guys in for?
Yeah, so part of what I do is I get to oversee all the youth and kids ministries for the Assemblies of God in New Mexico. That just means love on youth and kids pastors, create events where people can come and learn more about God and grow in their relationship with Him. And so one of the things that I am going to be talking about is, what does it look like to be mentored, to mentor the next generation, and talking also about the next generation. I think sometimes we can give them a bad rap instead of stepping up as men and mentoring them and showing them what it looks like to be a man who loves Jesus.
Yeah, you know, everyone's a prognosticator, right? You know, I mean, if you're looking at Revelation, go for it. I mean, you know, we've read the book. We know we do know we can prognosticate based on what God's given us. But I'm talking about next gen.
Yeah.
And I hear from different people that are like, man, we're seeing great things happening. Yes. I'm hearing other people are very concerned. Mm. But I am seeing some great. You're an encouragement, Austin. Hopefully the people that are listening, considering coming to this, which, by the way, you know, I mean, Dennis, the demographic at these events, I'm going to say, is typically the 40-something-year-old Christian man.
Yep.
And that's great. Uh-huh. That's great. Guys, bring your sons.
Grandsons.
And grandsons. Yes, yeah, because there's guys showing up you know, like me.
Yeah. I had somebody text me yesterday and said, hey, can I bring my grandson? I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I know that it's going to be an encouragement to hear from Austin. What has he seen in the last few years?
Yeah.
How is God moving in the youth
yeah.
Around us, and how are we connecting with them?
Austin, what do you think Next Gen is dealing with that my generation didn't have to deal with?
You know, I get that question a lot. It's really interesting. A lot of people say, well, you know, what are they struggling with? What are they dealing with? And to be honest with you, I don't think they're struggling with much more than what we all struggled with as kids. Yes, there's exposure at a younger age to the things of this world, I would say. But at the same time, we all deal with wanting to be wanted. We all deal with peer pressure. We all deal with trying to fit in and that need. And so, you know, at the end of the day, I think most kids are probably dealing with similar things that every man and woman is dealing with through their life. And that's what some of tomorrow is going to be about, is that we're all in this together. Whether you're a 16-year-old high school student or you're a 40-year-old male, you know, we're dealing with the same things. They look different.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that obviously, but the same heart is behind it all.
Yeah.
And that is the want to be wanted and loved.
Amen. You know, a lot of things stay the same. If I was going to say anything that stands out to me in our lifetime, is the internet.
Yes.
And the distraction.
Yes.
It is. Internet or gaming.
Yeah.
You know, because I think, Dennis, you and I mean, the thing with people our age is we go to, remember when we played outside?
Yeah. Like,
remember, right, you know, when right. we took our Matchbox or Hot Wheels outside and made cities.
Army
and,
men.
Yeah. you know. Yeah. And we went and built forts in the woods and, so I think, you know, the internet's got to be
yes.
A place that, while it can be something used for the Lord,
yeah.
clearly, mm-hmm. It's changed.
It has. I think especially along the lines of wanting to fit in. You know, it used to be that we tried to fit into our peer groups, our 15, 20 people that we surrounded ourselves with, maybe our school, maybe it could be a couple hundred at most, but now you have thousands and really hundreds of thousands of influencers on, you know, all these different social media outlets that are telling you how to be happy.
Yeah.
And people are finding out really quick that those things aren't actually making them happy. It doesn't matter how, you know, nice clothes you're wearing are, or how many houses you own or cars, or how many relationships you have. You're yeah. still empty inside. And that's something that kids are definitely.
And, you know, the snake oil guys have been out there for a long time.
Yeah.
I think of, because there's people, you know, online that, you know, personal, you know, make you feel better guy.
Yeah.
You know, listen, if there's someone really out there mentoring using the word of God,
right.
then good on you,
right.
New Mexico
yeah.
man of honor.
Yeah, that's right.
There's so many traps out there. And as you mentioned, Dennis, getting together for events like this are opportunity to iron sharpen iron, to get sharp.
Right.
And to find that accountability that we men need. Mm. We've always needed it.
Yeah.
But if ever we needed it, we need it now.
Right.
Dennis, before we put a bow on our conversation, any closing thoughts, whether it's about Next Gen in general or yeah. tomorrow's event?
I like what Austin said, is that being needed. I don't think there's anything more exciting than meeting a new friend and it goes somewhere. And then all of a sudden you're sharpening each other together
yeah.
and it grows into a relationship. We have a relationship with Justin Gibbons. Austin and I,
yeah.
we brought him twice now to speak for us. He's a hunting guy.
Yeah, talk about going out in the woods.
That's right.
Yeah.
That guy's amazing. He just, yeah. him and his son just got two grizzlies way out there in Alaska.
Don't tell me they did it with Bo.
Oh, no, no. But
because those guys are special.
Yeah. That's us. But anyway, we've got a relationship with him that maybe it takes a year or two before we get back together, but it's like we never left, because those relationships, because you are together in Christ, that brings you together and you have a common denominator. I think that's exciting for guys around this town to get together and find another brother in Christ that can relate with them and lead them in encouragement in Christ and using his word. And so that's what we're all about. And I love to see that.
Yeah. Austin, any closing thoughts?
Oh, man. Well, I'll try to keep it short. Yeah, I'm excited about this message. One of the things that I did during COVID was learn how to build knives. Nice. And so out of that, a lot of things we'll be talking about tomorrow.
You were watching experience. Forged, weren't you?
That's right. Forge and Fire. Yep. And so, yep. And so a lot of the things I'm going to be talking about tomorrow, relating it to the Word of God, is how God shapes us, forms us, and sharpens us, those different things through
the refining fire.
Absolutely.
Yeah, love that. Guys, Dennis Poper, Austin Poper with New Mexico Men of Honor, nmmenofhonor.com. Forge the Future is the event tomorrow morning at New Life Church. It's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop doing the you can get there. It starts at 8, guys.
Yep.
The burritos and coffee and fellowship, it's a thing, and it's part of the event. So please get there at 8 o'clock. And let me say this in closing. You may be listening. You may be in a place, you know, I've been there. You know, I mean, I'm an old guy. It's sometime in my life where it's like, man, I'm so off track. Man, I can't even imagine going to church. And this isn't, it's at a church, but it's a little different than going to church. But listen, this is one of those things. You know, you may feel like you've stepped far away. A reminder, it's only one step back to the foot of the cross.
Amen.
And when you get there, you're going to be welcomed, and you're going to be like, man, it clearly was the enemy that did not want me here this morning. So we hope to see you there in the morning. And for you guys that are all doing great, get there and encourage that guy that shows up. Sound good, guys?
Yeah, that's right. Love it.
All right. Hey, stick around. There's more to come after the break on ABQ Connect.